Conversation is king here on the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Dudley, and he's Ken, and she's Jennifer, and she's Roberta. The subject of our affection will be Dr. Ken Kronaus here with his medical update in a few minutes. Dr. Joy Brown will join us later in the hour with a way to fix something that's wrong with you. There's got to be something
just
wrong.
Just one thing? Come on.
I'm going to try to teach people how to cooperate later on. How much do you think Americans spend a year in cremation? What do you think the value is of the U.S. cremation industry?
Well, it's just a way to burn through money. I'm not sure. I don't know. I would guess a lot. I think more and more people are getting cremated.
That wasn't really
let's say I'm going to go with $50 million.
Not even as a, that's a day.
$3 billion.
Keep going.
$400 billion. A gazillion trillion.
Thanks.
Am I getting warmer? $1.
Yeah, you're already cooked. Yeah.
So are these guys.
Glad I said that. The cremation business was valued at $13.4 billion last year in America.
Wow.
$13.4 billion. Cremation is, I've said to the people in my family, I want to be cremated. But first I want to take all the usable organs out of my body, use them, and then what's left uses cricket. And so
I could so see you as a frozen guy.
Really?
Yeah, I would think you'd want to be frozen and brought back for some,
along with Walt Disney.
It might be at that time. Let's see what happens maybe 20, 30 years from now. I'll think about that because it would be what the principle for those who don't know, when you're cryogenically rehabbed, you're put away frozen, and the reason that you die becomes the focus of bringing you back to Earth because the idea is when they find a cure for whatever killed you, they bring you back, fix your body, and then you live again. That's the premise upon which cryogenics is sold.
Right.
Oh, you're something wrong with you? Yeah, but you have to keep the body together. You can't do like Ted Williams' stupid kids did.
Poor Megan will have to head off to her peas or something.
Yeah, right. That's not going to work. Anyway, the whole business about death and what it costs in America, I was wondering, just kind of out of curiosity, what happens with the cremains that we don't get? Because you know there are things that there now is a certificate of authenticity. It's like you were buying a stamp collection, and they send you. When I picked up Edgar's remains, I remember this last. I don't remember my father's remains being this way, but I remember when I picked up Edgar's remains. Brendan and I were looking at the certificate of authenticity, and I looked at him, and we both smiled because it was like a stamp collection. Or whenever you buy something like one of those coin collections.
Sure.
All that stuff. And Edgar, by the way, was a big collector. He used to get the certificates all the time. So now I got his body and a certificate that it really is Edgar.
Isn't that funny? But you know what? I think people were, must have been some crimes where people were just bulk burning people and just scooping out some ashes, don't you
think? Well, I think there's an interesting reality that comes from searching through cremains. Somebody, who knows who, went to a crematorium and sifted through the remains of the ashes that didn't go to the family of the deceased. And they found in there jewelry that was on somebody's tooth that didn't get taken out, that was made out of metal, that didn't burn in the crematorium. So there are all these little things that they find. I don't know whether people find this is gross to talk about or not, but I thought it was pretty fascinating to see what happens when, you think you get all the ashes back. No, you don't get all the ashes back. You're not getting a lot of the things that were a part of the body. If there is some, for example, Tony had a metal plate in her shoulder. They're going to cook that up. That didn't come in the remains.
Well, it wouldn't burn anyway.
No, that's the point. So they don't give you that stuff back again. They only give you the stuff that is burned. Anyway,
would you want it back?
Well, I don't want it back. No, I don't want it back. No, of course not.
I think it'd be nice if they took it out and like gave it to a third world country.
Right. To use to balance the budget?
For someone else who may not be able to, afford that.
What state in America do you think uses cremation the most?
Which state?
Which state uses it the most?
Definitely not Louisiana.
Florida.
Okay, I go with that. That's a good guess. I'm solid. I agree.
California.
Keep
Circle
going.
Takes a square.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not right. New York.
How about Vermont?
Nevada.
Nevada.
Really?
74.
Well, it's hot. They don't even need a crematorium there. You just put a body out on the street and it gets... Jeez.
74%.
People walk around it.
Yeah.
74% of the people who die in Nevada are cremated. Mississippi has the lowest cremation rate.
You know, that's interesting.
16% of the people dying in Mississippi get cremated.
Because you think about it. I mean, I go to Vegas pretty often. I don't really see cemeteries there. So that, I guess, makes a lot of sense.
No.
Huh, you're so smart, Dougie.
Well, the mob doesn't want too many people to be left around, so they dispose
of them. And there's no ocean, so I guess they do just have to... Can't give them the cement boots and let
them... The average cremation costs $2,570 versus the average funeral or burial, it costs $7,755. So
the thing that gets me is when you die and you get someone cremated. We did it with my mom's mom, my grandma there.
Yeah.
And they wanted to sell us a coffin to burn.
Yeah, right.
It How stupid is that? Like,
right?
Give me the cardboard box, please.
Right,
because then what you get back is mostly going to be wood ash.
Right.
When you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the body is, what, like 90% water anyway?
Yes, it all goes up in steam.
Yeah. So I'm thinking we need to move on now. I'm getting
It is time to move on, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. A little creepy.
I would be the first to tell you that Kathy Lee Gifford is launching a new podcast on Podcast One. Of course, her first guest will be, who do you think?
The Reg.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Regis Philbin. Now, she's still doing the Today Show on NBC, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Were they going to move that to Los Angeles?
She wants them to.
Yeah. And then what happened to Huda Hoda Ho Ho?
She goes to The View.
Oh, she is going to The View?
No, but that was...
That would liven it up. They need something to liven it up. The View is, as Jennifer pointed out earlier, not its old self, as it were. Somebody who is his old self is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He'll join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here. Here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. Like a Fender Squire Telecaster, half off retail at just $99. Three instrument or mic cables for just $20. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Get it started. My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus has joined us now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with an update of things that are going on in the world of medicine from his perspective, his take, which is based on his reading all of the medical journals. This guy in his office has got journals on top of journals on top of journals. So he's here to go through some of the important news. I thought the Salmonella story, Ken, resistance to antibiotics. This is like a lot of other things they were finding resistance to in terms of treatment, right?
Well, this is because people like yourself who, I guess your cows aren't for consumption.
No,
there's a lot. There has been, and I know
my cows are. Yeah, they deliver milk for consumption, but not beef.
Right, but those who raised beef cows in the past, there was pressure to give them antibiotics to help them get a little chunkier.
Yeah.
And this And this has created an overuse of antibiotics and a thought that some antibiotics are now becoming insensitive to some of these bugs, one of the possible mechanisms. But the news is out of three California poultry plants operated by Foster Farms, that's the term to remember, blamed for an outbreak of salmonella poisoning, Doug, that has sickened at least 278 people nationwide. Foster Farms, they're one of the nation's largest privately owned poultry producers. So you want to avoid raw chicken from these three facilities. There are some things you can do yourself to protect yourself. You want to cook chicken at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit to kill the salmonella. Wash your hands frequently. Use separate cutting boards for meat and poultry when you're preparing these items. And don't clean raw poultry in the sink. The splash can spread bacteria up to 3 feet and increase the chances of cross-contamination.
All right. So why would you eat raw chicken in the first place? Is one question, but in terms of what really goes on here, if you cook anything that you want to eat, you better make sure you cook it thoroughly, whether it's fish, whether it's beef, whether it's chicken, because the way stuff is grown now or harvested, you can't tell even where it comes from, because the big businesses that are the big food industries have made it impossible for there to be labels on most of the food, so you don't know where it comes from, right? So if you cook it, then you've eliminated the problem that you can get with E. coli or some of these other bacteria that are around, coliform, that sort of thing. You got to cook it, and then you'd be okay. You agree with that, Ken?
Especially with salmonella.
Yeah. All right. Senator Jim Inhofe has had emergency heart surgery. What's the problem with him?
Republican Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, Doug, he's recovering well in a Tulsa hospital after undergoing emergency four-vessel bypass surgery last week. He went in for a colonoscopy and came out with bypass surgery. And he had absolutely no symptoms.
Yeah.
And people are asking me how this is possible. It's all about your risk profile. Blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, smoking, obesity, family history, inactivity, poor diet. Know your risk profile. Guys over the age of 40, women over the age of 50, you have two or more of these risk factors, get checked out. Even if you have none and symptoms, get checked out.
All right, so what's the story with Tom Hanks, who has made a lot of news this past week talking about his type 2 diabetes?
Tom Hanks is 57 now, and he revealed on a late show with David Letterman Monday that he's been battling high blood sugar, Doug, numbers since he was 36 years old. So he has type 2 diabetes, and type 2 diabetes can cause a lot of different problems, heart attacks, strokes. It can damage circulation throughout your body, cause impotence, you lose your legs, your eyes. But the news this week also out of the American Dental Association Journal is that it can actually increase the loss of your teeth. So here are just more reasons to get your blood sugar under control. Stay away from white flour. Get down ideal body weight. And when the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program.
All right. And when you're exercising, if you're taking Heart Factors Plus, there'll be all kinds of benefits. What's the scoop with Heart Factors Plus, Ken?
Doug, if you're a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure, Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, all prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factor Plus works brilliantly for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure, and for men looking for a boost in libido and better sexual performance. So call right now to try Heart Factors, absolutely risk-free. Call today and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order.
800-577-8560, number for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. You pay a small shipping fee, and that's it. First 30 days is free. 800-577-8560.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Only like 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, but doesn't he have a new CD as well, McCartney? Can we play
next week, yes.
Something? It's next week it comes out. Okay, that's what I thought. So the story today at DougSteffen.com about McCartney focuses on the appearance he made, Roberta, at the Performing Arts High School in Queens.
Yeah, that's a different one from the one my daughter
went to. From the one your daughter went to, yeah.
But they're both New York City public high schools.
Yeah. He gave them a 90-minute concert answering questions from some of the students as well. And that was kind of cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah. He's made himself very familiar. He's inveigled himself into a lot of American life. So almost
really
like
likable
American.
Guy.
Yeah, very likable guy. So, McCartney, round of applause. For McCartney, a good reason to continue.
Imagine being one of the students there, and like you're called into the auditorium, and all of a sudden he shows up, like, whoa!
Yeah, very good. Fun stuff.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
All right, we're overusing that, but it's okay. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com comes from YouTube sensation Chad Knight. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny? N-E-I-D-T?
I think so.
Knight. Performing a series of pop songs alongside the songs, he says, that were ripped off from him. So he made a video. He's sitting next to himself, and each version of Chad is playing a different song, the original and the ripoff. So Kenny, just so that we can get Michael, we can get a reference to this and how it sounds. This is our video of the day today with some pretty, dramatic kind of, this is compelling stuff. You'll want to go watch it.
But it's like,
the point of this is, Ken?
He plays a song, like the version of him on the left side is playing one song. Like it starts off with Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel.
Right.
And the version of him on the right side is playing a song called Some Nights by the band Fun. And what he's showing is that each one of these mashups, it's the same song, just different words.
Isn't that funny?
So kind of like the controversy that Coldplay got into with the Satriani. Right. It's the same kind of stuff. Right?
Yes.
That's it. Yeah, okay. All right, got it. That's good to point out. Good to have that there. The Doug Steffen Good Day program But they, I had one other piece of music that was in my mind, and now it's gone out of my mind. So let's look at the news from the state of New York. I don't know what we do if Roberta were not here. All of these things that go on in New York.
We need her when we talk about New York, right?
The state has added texting stops along the highway, giving you, if you're a driver, a safe place to text while you were on the road, like rest areas, turnouts, that kind of stuff. I thought it was quite smart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What just happened to pulling over?
Superhighways, you don't want to be pulled over.
Yeah, no.
You don't want to do that.
Because you're on the median there, you know, and like, you know, you can get hit by people or trucks or what have you, and then try to get back into traffic from a full stop when people are going 80 miles an hour. Kind of tough.
Well, the other side of it is, too, when you...
We become such wimps. Pull over your car. Or here's a better idea. Wait to text so you get to where you're going.
Yeah. But they're being accommodating. Eesh. Very nice. So the poll today at DougStephan.com, how many texts do you send every day? Let's see, the options are more than I can count. Over 50, between 25 and 50, between 10 and 25, less than 10. I hardly ever send any text messages. That would be my answer. What about your answer, Roberta?
Really?
Really?
I would say maybe 5 or 10 a day.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
I text a lot.
What does that mean?
Not as much as the young kids do, but you know.
So does that mean more than 50?
No.
No.
Under 50.
Kenny?
Less than 10. I don't text very much.
No.
I'm going to start texting Ken and Roberta.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do it under protest. I don't usually initiate. It usually comes from somebody else. And it's 888-302-3684. Ideas continue to abound. Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in the next half hour.
Over 30 million people sing in choirs in the U.S. Amateur chorister Stacy Horn has been singing at Grace Church in New York for 30 years.
But I practice night after night after night in order to keep up because I want to dwell in the world that singing reveals for as long and as often as I can.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. If you love group singing, I've sung in a choir on and off for years, you'll love Stacy's book, In Perfect Harmony, Finding Happiness, Singing with Others.
People that I talk to will say the same thing. You know, they can walk into a choir rehearsal being absolutely exhausted or depressed, and they'll walk out feeling awake, alive, and at least better again.
Tomorrow, the ABCs of why science says group singing is good for you. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got 3 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2 cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekends.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program's Thursday, the 10th of October. Dr. Joy Brown will be joining us in a few minutes, talking about solving another problem. We're all about problem solving here on Good Day. When I say we, that includes Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, and Jennifer Horn, noticing that there are people who are trying to change. I know you're going to find this shocking. As we go through the important stories of the day, lots of conversation about the health care bill. And there was a sort of referendum on it, in a sense, yesterday. There are always these groups that come to Washington that are basically lobbying groups. So here's a group of small business people. They go into the House Subcommittee on Small Businesses to be heard as they oppose the so-called Affordable Care Act. The business owners and some of the people on the council back and forth, they want to overturn the mandate because they say it has caused businesses to reduce the number of workers they hire and the number of hours employees are allowed to work. I think that's happening across the board. The Center for Economic and Policy Research says that there already are places where if you're going to, let's say you've got seven employees, cost you $10,000 a year for the employer, for the benefits, so it's $70,000 bucks, and that's what one employee costs, psh, gone. That's what these people are doing because they don't have the extra money. And that's one of the unintended consequences, or maybe, I don't know if unintended, but it certainly wasn't thought out, wasn't talked out, was it? Anybody remember hearing any cogent facts during the discussion of the reworking of the insurance care industry that there were going to be X number of people who would lose their jobs? I don't remember hearing that.
No, I didn't hear any of that.
No. So another one of these, we don't, you get these promises and people buy. I guess what I wonder about this whole thing is, how is it that these people are duped over and over again? Are they on dope? Are they that really dumb?
They were duped on dope.
Or is there something else going on here that we just don't see? Why is it that they keep making these bad decisions? Day in and day out. We criticize them, and I think I'm tired of criticizing them. I just want to find something good to talk about that they're doing. And that's a...
It's hard, isn't
that's
it?
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
It is. You know, they're going to try to get together today, the president and the Republican leadership, to work something out here. Mm. The one good thing that happened, I thought, yesterday, I remember about this time yesterday morning talking about the fact that the foundation that... The Fisher House people were going to be making the payments to those soldiers or the families. If you're killed in battle, the Defense Department sends you a check within a week for $100,000. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to pay for death benefits, funeral expenses, that sort of thing.
Also, if you had to fly to meet the body.
Yeah, whatever.
When they bring it back.
Yeah, right. But because the government shut down, those checks have been suspended. So the Fisher House people have decided to take over, and they're sending that money out to the people who need it. And the president has promised to reaffirm or to reimburse them.
Reinstate, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Benefits.
So who knows? Again, the one good thing from this is we're finding out all of the sorts of things that are done in the name of the government. Right? There is so much. Who knew? I didn't know. And I'm not saying it's inappropriate. $100,000 for the expenses, maybe a little extra spending money. But doesn't
well,
bring...
it takes several weeks to months for the death benefits to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like an immediate payment, so they so the families can.
Well, but is that normal?
Away.
Does that $100,000 come out of whatever would be accrued in the event that you have money coming from the government for whatever? Does that accrue, or is this just on top of whatever else you're going to get? $100,000.
Well, usually a death benefit is a separate thing from any.
Yeah, but how do they handle it if you're a soldier? That's the question, I think, here.
I'm not a soldier. I don't know, Doug. Maybe
you,
someone who's listening who might be a soldier would know.
He knows how to ask the hard questions that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because I'm trying to make you look foolish.
Well, I know you are. You're trying to show that we don't know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that nobody knows that you don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Are you pretty proud of yourself after that, don't you?
Roberta.
Huh? Nice going, Roberta.
And aren't you glad I'm back?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. The U.S. is becoming more energy independent. There are studies being done by the usual suspects like GasBuddy.com.
That's because we're fracking.
Well, we're becoming more independent, but have you noticed the price of gas going down much? I haven't noticed.
A little tiny bit. I got gas yesterday.
Well, yeah. What are you paying for gas? What are you paying, Jennifer, for gasoline here in Southern
California? I paid under $4 for the first
time
in a long time.
Yeah, under $4 here, too. Depending
Kenny, what about
you?
$3.89
in San Diego.
That's
Jennifer,
under $4.
And you're doing what there in New York?
It's about the same in New York, $3.79, $3.89. It depends where you are. You know, if you're in Manhattan, it's like, $4.50.
Right, yeah. You pay for just getting it. I mean, there are probably 4 gas stations in the whole island.
Manhattan.
I can remember there's one down by the FDR Drive, is about the only one I can think of. And then there's one on the other side of the island, if I'm not mistaken. But there are very few gas stations. If you're running on empty in New York, good luck, Charlie. Mm-hmm. You better find a barge. Or you better park the car, one or the other.
Start getting your pushing shoes
on. Yeah. What I find annoying and or amazing is what it costs to buy diesel fuel, because that's what I use on the farm. That mm-hmm. price hasn't really changed much all summer. The price of gasoline has gone down a little bit. I think I paid $3.69 for some the other day. But the reason I bring it up is because I want you to reflect on what's going on and whether or not the story this week has been that the United States will be energy independent in the next 40 years. That means we'll produce enough energy. And by the way, there still is a prediction that by the year 2045, we'll still be burning 80% of the fuel we burn will be fossil fuel, especially when it comes to heating your home. It still is going to be mm-hmm. basically fossil fuel.
Well, because most places are either oil or gas. I mean, to try to convert it to something else
very
is
expensive.
Kind of, very expensive and not doable
expensive.
In many cases.
Right. All right, there's Roberta with her philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have philosophy.
See, I know something, boss.
Listen, I'm happy to have people see or hear every once in a while. You do know what you're talking about, or sound convincing anyway. Dr. Joy Brown is usually very convincing. She's here to help us out, psychologically speaking, in a moment here on Good Day.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got 3 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2 cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store. Now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. all because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
It's time for Dr. Joy Brown to visit with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Check her out, drjoy.com. Is drjoy.com? What is it?
That's correct.
That's what I thought. See, my memory is improving with my age and maturity.
Of course it is.
Maturity.
Excuse me. Who asked you for any comments?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a little hostility in the air.
I know. Terrible. We're all tired today.
Okay. Yeah, let's not examine the host of the program again.
Still.
Let's talk about coworkers and how...
Perfect.
This could be... Let's focus on Roberta and Jennifer.
Oh, good.
And how these people are working behind the scenes against me.
No. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're out.
So just behind the scenes.
Yeah. Michael. Seriously, let's talk about cooperating. Okay. What's the recipe? You must get questions like this. Dr. Joy is on the air every day, Eastern Time, noon until 3, on a lot of these same stations. It's a great alternative to a lot of the political talk around if people are worn out on that. Joy's a good source for lots of good conversation and help. By the way, so if I had a problem, whether it was with my spouse or whether it was with my children or people that I'm working with, the idea is, what is the expression? Go along to get along or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that practical? Is that smart? How do you get people be happy about what they're, when you say, would you please do this?
All right, you're asking three separate questions.
Absolutely.
The first is it ever a good idea? How do you find cooperation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you find a cooperative model? The second is going along to get along a useful philosophy. And the third one, I think, is long-term versus short-term. Because the short-term answer to anything is always either to say yes or just to leave. I mean, because compliance is always appreciated. The question is, will it hold up in the long run? So the go-along to get-along, it depends what you're giving up. But I think there's a larger issue here, which is, what's my goal here? If you say... let's go out for Chinese food, and I said, I hate MSG, let's go for French, and I said, I hate butter. Well, I mean, the issue is, what are we really trying to accomplish here? If we're trying to have a battle of will, this is going to go on for a while. If we really have no interest in one another, then both of us are probably going to go eat a PBJ sandwich someplace and not worry about it. If what we're trying to do is spend some time together, then the approach may not be to go along, get along. Why am I eating French food if I don't want it, or why are you eating Chinese food if you don't want it? But the answer is, look, the point is, we're trying to spend some time together, what will work for both of us. So that really requires a negotiation, which is a lot more complicated, a lot more delicate, a lot more time consuming, a lot more thought provoking than going along to get along.
All right.
But in the long run, it'll work better.
Does it work for spouses differently? I've heard stories from people who feel like their spouse was always trying to get them to do things that they didn't want to do. What happens in those scenarios, other than the situation doesn't usually work, obviously?
Well, it depends what you don't want to do. I mean, if what I'm trying to do is get you off the couch and take you dancing with me, you may not want to go dancing, but the real issue may be just to getting you off the couch. So, and I think all of us have to look at what our comfort zone is and try to get out of it occasionally, because otherwise we're going to bore ourselves as well as everybody else. So, and almost, I mean, I think that's one of the real values of a relationship.
Maybe more specifically, if you're really into something, really like something as a hobby or even a job that you have that your spouse doesn't like or doesn't think you should be doing for whatever the reason, he or she disapproves, and you can't seem to figure out how to get them to
Can you give me a specific example?
No.
I don't know. I mean, I'll use my fascination with cows and having cows. My first wife and only wife didn't like it that I spent so much time with the cows.
Okay, let's look at that. My guess is that she cared less about the cows and more about the time spent away from her.
Yes.
Yeah, she felt neglected, right?
Yeah, so those are two different issues. She, mm-hmm. she didn't care a whit about the cows. I mean, it could have been Cocker Spaniels, or it could have been baseball cards, or it could have been cars or tarantulas. She didn't care about the cows. She cared about the fact that it seemed to her that you'd rather spend time with the cows than with her. So the solution on that is not to give up the cows. The solution on that is to figure out a way to spend more time with her that she valued, or to find things that the two of you both like to do together, so you were getting a twofer, and both of you were getting a twofer, doing things you liked and doing things together. So the issue was never the cows.
Got it. Okay, let me ask you one more question.
Okay.
That has to do with relationships, men and women, and secrets.
Okay.
The statement has been made that, or the question has been asked, do we ever really know the person that we're with that we love? And I think that has to do with whether or not you feel like somebody's keeping something from you that you want to know. What do you advise men and women in terms of close relationships? What do you advise them to tell each other? Do you wait till somebody asks you a question? Hey, Fred, is it this way with a...
Okay.
Or do you just say, this is what's going on?
All right. Those, again, are two separate questions. The issue of, are we ever really going to know anybody? I mean, no matter when we meet, even if we meet in first grade, there's going to be so much time that we've spent apart before then, and so much time we're going to spend even together apart, that knowing everything about somebody is just not knowable. And new situations will bring out new things in people. The second, which is a little more volatile, is secrets. And my deal is first of all, you never confess an affair because that damages the person twice.
Well, I wasn't talking about affairs.
Okay, I know. Okay, but that's one of the major secrets that people keep.
Right.
But the other secret is, if this person kept this information from me, would I be appalled? Would I feel betrayed? And if the answer is yes, then you should probably tell them. I think the only secrets that we should ever keep are ones that make people happy, not unhappy. So if you're having a surprise party, you don't have to actually tell. But if you're cheating on your income tax, or you have a gambling problem, or you have...
Look, honey, look at how money. I'm doing my numbers here on my
those are probably secrets that are going to be explosive. If somebody printed on the front of the New York Times, would that be a problem? And if the answer is yes, you should probably tell somebody. Secrets are very dangerous.
Roberta, how do you handle secrets?
I don't want to know. I mean, from other people or my own?
Really?
Your own.
I think there's some things that you should tell and some things you shouldn't tell. And I think Dr. Joy is absolutely right. If it's going to hurt the other person, then don't say it.
The point is, if you're going to damage somebody, I mean, we have to really be careful about telling the truth. Because quite often the truth is just bashing somebody.
All right. Here's some interesting advice from Dr. Joy Brown. Call her show, 855-99-DR-JOY, later today. This is Good Day at 10 before the hour.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2 cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awaken Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Movie during this week in 1989, Michelle Pfeiffer sings Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. Why does it sound like to me, Chuck Curry, that she's had a few drinks, or she's supposed to sound like she's had a few drinks? Is that the way this is supposed to sound?
No, I don't believe so, but she was terrific in that movie.
You liked her. What has she done lately? I'm trying to, as I was looking at her name, I'm trying to, in my mind, come around to what she's been doing.
She's currently in the movie The Family with Robert De Niro, which is in theaters. And last year she was in Gary Marshall's New Year's Eve. No, and she was in the Tim Burton's Dark Shadows last year also.
Right,
no, she's continually worked. She's done well.
Well, she does what she wants to do, probably when she wants to do it, I would get. All right, so anyway, that's number one movie from this week in 1989. Moving ahead to the number one movie this week in 2000. Somebody that was just mentioned is in this movie as well, and I'm not talking about Michelle Pfeiffer. So you figure it out after you listen to the audio. It should be pretty easy. 888-302-3684 is the number. We have three audio excerpts from this movie. Play them all, and then you dial us when you figure it out. 888-302-3684. First person in with the right answer, and who hasn't won before on Movie Moments, gets to wait 8 or 10 weeks for his prize. All right, let's go. With the first cut there, Michael.
Under our roof, it's my way or the Long Island Expressway. Is that understood?
All right, that's pretty easy, right? You got it, Chucker?
I believe I have it.
Yeah. Roberta, you got it? No.
Sounds like George Burns.
All right. Yeah, George Burns. All right, Jennifer, you got it?
Yeah, I think I do.
All right, next clue.
I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move.
All right. The proud father. 888-302-3684. You thought he was good in this movie, didn't you?
Right, that one, I mean, he's done so many films in the last 15 years, but that was one of his better ones.
Yeah. All right. So aren't there three in that series? Do I remember there are three?
Yes.
Very successful. Every one is better than the one before in terms of what it takes into, isn't it? Yeah. All right.
Financially, yeah, but not creatively.
Yeah, 888-302-3684, last clip.
If I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
888-302-3684, all right. Figure it out, call us. Chuck has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
All right, let's get to the news, the movie news for the morning. What do you have, Chucker?
All right, Doug, with his new sitcom, We Are Men, just canceled by CBS, actor Jerry O'Connell reportedly up for the role of Reed Richards in Fox's Fantastic Four reboot. He'll do a screen test in the next few weeks to see if he gets the role. Here's an interesting rumor, and just a rumor. Rumors just flying around the internet that ex-James Bond actor Timothy Dalton could be up for the role of Alfred, Bruce Wayne's butler, in the new Superman-Batman movie.
That'd be cool.
Go into production sometime early next year. And that is an interesting choice. I think he's a talented actor, and he's the right age, but for me, it's going to be hard to get Michael Caine out of my mind.
Right. Why wouldn't they have Michael Caine? Is he too old?
No, he's not too old. This new movie takes place in a totally different universe, and no Christian Bale is Batman, so no Michael Caine is Alfred.
But Michael Caine, wasn't Michael Caine Batman to most of the other Batmans?
No, he was in the Chris Nolan's last three, Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. Michael Goh, an actor, played Alfred in Tim Burton's Batman, and also Joel Schumacher's Batman. He did four. Michael Caine did three. And a new actor has to be cast in this new one, so we'll see how that plays out.
Opening on this date in 1997 was Most Wanted, an action thriller with Keenan Ivory Wayans, right? John Voight, Jill Hennessy, Paul Sorvino, Eric Roberts, Robert Culp. That's a good cast, but it didn't do that well, did it? You remember that movie?
I do remember it. You know, it's one of those movies you can watch on cable and enjoy, but theatrically it was just okay.
Not necessarily what you'd run to see. Brian, what's the name of the movie?
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents, number one during this week in 2000. You get the prize, sir. Thank you very much. Good day. Time is 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.